From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Korva Coleman in for Carl Castle, and here is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Korva. Thank you, everybody. Let's get started. We have a big show today. Sally Jesse Raphael, the famous talk show host, she'll be our guest later on. If anybody has any intensely personal scandals they want to confess to on air, now would be a good time. But first, I want to register a strong protest to what happened this week at the memorial service for Coretta Scott King. I thought it was appalling. I was offended. It was inappropriate. What in the world was Michael Bolton doing singing at her funeral? Was Pat Boone otherwise engaged?
At long last, have we no sense of music?
I think the fight for justice to which Mrs. King devoted her life will not be complete until Bolton is scrounging for gigs doing bar mitzvahs. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. Let's get going with our show. The number to call is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sarah. I'm calling from Mountain View.
And how are things in beautiful Mountain View?
Things are beautiful this time of year. We're getting a peek at the sun.
Isn't you're the town where Steven Jobs lives?
Yes, that small company called Google is somewhere around here.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the same neighborhood.
That's nice. You can go over and borrow $1 billion or so whenever you need to.
Yeah, they give it out in the street corners, exactly.
Sarah, welcome to our show. Let me introduce our panel this week. First, say hello to the deputy editor for the Houston Chronicle and a blogger, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Also say hello to a performer and the author of the new novel, Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
And one of the two authors of the reliable source column for the Washington Post, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
How do you?
Hi, Sarah.
Well, welcome to the show, Sarah. You're going to start us off with a game of Who's Korva this time. Korva Coleman, filling in for Carl, is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you will win our prize. Ready to go?
Great. Bring it on.
All right, here's your first quote.
Embassies have been torched. Ignorance flows from all corners. All for a few cartoons less intelligible than your average Kathy strip.
That was Corey Sika writing for the website Morning News, talking about the big brouhaha over 12 cartoons that portray images of whom?
That would be probably Muhammad.
Yes.
Crazy Danes.
It's nuts. Like everybody else in the West, we thought that when people finally took up arms to violently protest cartoons, we assumed it would be Marmaduke.
But you mean Marxaduke?
Or maybe Nancy. That one just gets me all ticked off. I don't know why.
Interestingly, Marmaduke?
Yes.
A Great Dane.
It all becomes clear suddenly. Anyway, as a gesture to our besieged comrades in the Danish media, we have decided right here in Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me to show the offending cartoons. Could we put them up in the Diamond Vision, please? There they are.
Wow.
Look at that.
I myself don't see what the big deal is, though that one does make the prophet, peace be upon him, look a little chubby.
Yes. You're a brave man, Peter, to show that on radio.
Yeah. Well, you know, our audience here in Seattle, I think, could handle it. So.
Yes.
All right, very good. Here's your next quote.
President Washington, President Lincoln, President Wilson, President Roosevelt have all authorized electronic surveillance on a far broader scale.
That was someone assuring us that it was President George Washington who started the venerable American tradition of eavesdropping on phone calls without warrants. Who was it?
Maybe, how about, was it Senator Gonzalez in his defense?
No, he is, of course, yes, Alberto Gonzalez, not a senator, but his attorney general. Yes,
yes,
Alberto Gonzalez. The attorney general was defending the current president's program of warrantless wiretapping in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And he pointed out that the father of our country, George Washington, had been the first to, and it is worth quoting again, authorize electronic surveillance, unquote. And not only, I mean, and it was difficult for George Washington
Benjamin,
to do this.
Get your kite and your key. We need to find out what those Hessians are up to.
Another problem, the spy satellites made of wood.
Yes.
And they had to be, you just had to get like 20 guys together and just throw them up.
Yeah. Which the Hessians were usually able to see.
Yeah, I know. So it didn't help.
What did he mean?
I have no idea. Well, In all fairness, he was talking about the fact that spying and without a warrant on perceived enemies of the Republic is something that has, in fact, gone back a long way. He's specifically linking it to electronic eavesdropping, which is probably a slip of his tongue.
Ah.
To be fair. All right, very good. Here's your last quote, Sarah.
They could be more accurately branded the European and North American Expensive Sports Festival.
That was Paul Fari of the Washington Post suggesting a new name for the big athletic event starting this weekend. What?
Ooh, big athletic event this weekend? Ooh. Do I have a lifeline? Can I call someone? Can I get some clues?
It's sort of a quadrennial deal.
What month is it? Season. Think seasonal.
Think seasonal. February. Well, I know the Super Bowl happened.
Think clearly. Way up on top of something pointy.
Continents.
Oh, that would be the Olympics.
Yes, the Winter Olympics.
Olympics
right.
Olympics in Torino.
You get out a lot in Mountain View?
Clearly not to the mountains.
Fari's point was that instead of being a celebration of athletes from all over the world, like the Summer Games arguably are, the Winter Olympics is a celebration of athletes from those countries that have cold weather and money to spend on ice rinks, ski runs, and purple rhinestones for the skaters. All, you know, although maybe somewhere in the mountains of Ethiopia, there's a poor young shepherd with a TV and a satellite dish who watches the ice dancing and starts to dream. And to him we say, stick with the sheep. Because, you know, the French judge will just screw you over anyway. Corva, how did Sarah do in our quiz?
Sarah did get 3 right, yes. And she wins our prize. Congratulations, Sarah.
Oh, great.